Everybody.
Thank you very much, everybody. Thank you very much. Wow, what a crowd. Look at that. Thank you. Thank you. Well, before we begin, I have to tell you that runway is like an ice skating rink. And the first step, I said, you know, this sucker is slippery. I think it was put in by the Democrats over there. That's why. I don't know whoever the hell got that thing. That's a trap. I'm telling you, it's like ridiculous. You know what I'm saying? Therefore, don't pay the bill. Okay. Because that is crazy, fellas. So next time, you know, we don't want to have that. Can you imagine if I went down, the press would have a field day for weeks and weeks. They say he went down. He made a mistake. Look at that. Isn't that terrible? Isn't that terrible? Well, I just want to say hello, Panama City Beach. It's a nice place. We had some great times here. You remember before that great election, that great election, 16, right? 16. And now we have 20 coming up. Who would believe? November 3rd. Not November 8th. It's November 3rd, and it's going to be just as special as November 8th. It's going to be just as special. And in certain ways, I can't say it's more important, but it's equally as important because we've made strides like no country has made strides. What's happened to our country? But we had a great time, and we had some incredible rallies right here. And we're working really hard for you, and we're going to talk about that in a little while. Things are going well, okay? Well, you got hit with a little hurricane called Michael. That was not a nice hurricane, I can tell you that, but it's going well. And I'm thrilled to be here with really, truly incredible men and women of the my friends, your strength are what truly make America great and what make America run. You know that. You love our country, you're proud of our history, and you always respect our great American flag. So, immediate aftermath of Hurricane Michael. You remember, we came, that was pretty bad stuff. And I pledge to you unwavering support and the support of our nation until you have fully recovered and rebuilt. And we will never, ever leave your side. We've already given you billions of dollars, and there's a lot more coming as you do it. And to support your recovery from Hurricanes Michael and Irma, the federal government has committed more than $10 billion to the state of Florida. That's committed. It's all committed. And Rick Scott and your new governor is a great governor. Rick was great. Ron DeSantis is great. So now Rick has gone on to the Senate along with Marco Rubio, and they're all working. We're all working together, and things are going good for you and for our country. Thank you. I love you, too. Thank you. That's the guy, but I love him, all right? Whatever the hell you are, I love him. And tonight I'm pleased to announce that...
Ladies and gentlemen, the prayer call will start in 2 minutes. We're listening to President Trump speak last night in Panama City Beach, Florida.
...the recovery funds for the great people of Florida. And these dollars will help communities get back on their feet. We've already given you many, many millions of dollars, but these are additional monies that are coming in to help the families put their lives together. Some families are still working very hard. It's been a tough one. More money is needed. I've just come from a stop at Tyndall Air Force Base where I saw the devastating effects of that Category 5 hurricane. Category 5. Never heard about Category 5s before. Category 5 is big stuff. Tyndall was scheduled, as you know, by the military to close. You know that, right? You know that? And I got a call from your great representatives, and they said, President, they want to close Tyndall because it got beat up badly. It got beat. In fact, we have our best planes there. The F-22 is incredible. Incredible fighter jet, the most beautiful plane I think I've ever seen. And some of them were damaged, but we lost none. We lost none. Seven were very badly damaged. They lost none. And the military had it scheduled to be closed, and I heard about it. And I made a couple of calls. And I said, General, why are we doing that? Those people are incredible. Those people, they work. They're just outstanding. I said, General, why are we doing it? And they said, you know, it's damaged. I said, so what are we going to do, build a new one someplace else in a bad location? I said, we have thousands of people. We're going to end up having 8,000 people back there working soon. We're rebuilding the whole place. And we're doing it, John.
Thank you for your patience, everybody. We have a lot of people still calling in, and we'll give it a minute or so and begin the prayer call.
The best in the world. And we got a lot of them. We've got a lot of them. And they're going to be moving in. So we're going to have actually many more people working at Tyndall than you had the day before the hurricane. Okay? So be prepared. And they're doing drawings, and they're doing architecture of different areas. We're building some new buildings. We're fixing some old good ones that got very badly hurt, but structurally they're sound. And when we're finished, it's going to be something that's really special, one of the best anywhere in the country. Okay? And you have something very special. I was with Colonel Laidlaw, who runs it. You know him? Oh, good. He's a good man. And he was telling me the reasons, and he said, we fly red.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It's Thursday night, May 9th. That means it's time for prayersfor45.com. And we are gathered tonight for our two prayers and some discussion surrounding the issues of the day. And I want to welcome all of you who have attended our calls in the past. We have many people on this call who have been with us from the very beginning, last August. I also want to welcome our new callers. We do have some new callers on the line tonight, and we appreciate, we're honored and humbled that you take the time to come here and pray with us. And out of respect for your time, we generally start these calls right at 6 o'clock, and we try to keep them around 20, 25 minutes. So we do have a little discussion surrounding the prayer to put context to prayer, which I think is always a good thing. As we set our intention tonight, excuse me, as always, our first prayer will be for President Trump, his family, the administration. And our second prayer will be a very interesting one as we pray and set our intention to pray for the restoration of the rule of law and play out the waiting game. I know it's very difficult for many of us to wait and to watch what's going on to our country and to see how people are so badly misbehaving, but we'll talk a little bit more about that. I'd like to start tonight, before we pray, by reminding everybody what our mission and purpose is here at Prayers for 45. And I'd like to do that with a little story. And this is a story I really don't tell too many people because it's in the spiritual realm. And I certainly haven't told this story in the context I am going to share it tonight. In 2014, I was invited to a small community in Fairfield, Iowa. Now, Fairfield rings a bell to any of the 40 people on this call. You must know that Fairfield, Iowa is the home of a Vedic city. In fact, it's called Vedic City, where people, 6,000 residents of Fairfield in this Vedic city, live and work and pray and meditate together and practice transcendental meditation. Now, I was invited by two students and two, I would call them disciples of the Maharishi himself. Maharishi came to the United States, a very enigmatic character, very mysterious guy, came here, set up in Fairfield, Iowa, and taught transcendental meditation, a practice which is widespread throughout the world today. The Maharishi brought this practice to Fairfield in the middle of the cornfields. Being from Chicago in the Midwest, the trip to Iowa was kind of refreshing from my hustle-bustle life in Southern California, and I was there to learn transcendental meditation. It was a five-day program, and on the fourth day, we were taken to the temple in Vedic City that Maharishi built for prayer and meditation. We weren't told anything except be good observers and open your mind to what you're going to witness today. And we really had no idea what was going to take place in this temple. Well, 8 o'clock a.m. sharp, 300 Indian men, and I do not mean American Native Indians, men from India, dressed in their traditional garb, filed into this temple. In a very orderly fashion, they were seated row by row. And the 300 men sat down in unison and began to chant and pray in Sanskrit. And as they began their prayer and got into it, it started to sound like music. It started to sound very meaningful. While I don't understand Sanskrit, I felt the power of this group praying in Sanskrit. They pray 8 hours a day, 5 days a week. These men are brought from India specifically to pray. Well, what are they praying for? That was the question, of course, we all wanted to know. What was their mission and purpose? And we learned that they're praying for peace. These men pray year-round, 5 days a week, Monday to Friday, 8 hours a day. In Sanskrit, they pray for peace. They started during the Vietnam War. And they've continued to pray through each and every subsequent war, major wars, as well as some of the minor, we don't even hear about some of the wars in Africa or the Middle East that are constant and ongoing. But these men are praying for peace. Well, after this 2 hours of listening to this, feeling very moved, we went into a group session, and we were told that the Maharishi believed in his heart and in his soul that one day a leader would be presented to the people of this earth, that one day a man would step forward and lead us into 100 years or more of peace. And they were going to keep praying until this man came, and they'll keep praying after he comes. And what I took away that day really was, I think, the foundation for the call I got from my partners who asked me to set up this group, this website, this prayersfor45.com. And so as I bring the story full circle to our prayer group, clearly the power of group prayer is scientifically proven, and we are doing something today that we're a part of that clearly is being heard by the Lord and clearly making a difference. And my partners and I greatly appreciate each and every one of you for making up this community and joining us in prayer. And we really can't thank you enough. Without you, we wouldn't have this community. We wouldn't be able to fulfill our mission. Obviously, the power of group prayer, in this sense, today we're here to make a difference, to keep our president safe, to help him with his agenda, to really make sure the administration, his family, and the Trump agenda are fulfilled. And there's so many moving parts to this, and it's so important we keep praying together. I also want to remind you, in addition to our mission to bring group prayer to the Great Awakening, we're also recording these calls and creating material or content that will be placed into archives, and hopefully years from now, folks will listen to this and get a feel and a sense for what we went through during this period that Trump and the Patriots took our planet from enslavement to sovereignty. So thank you. I wanted to share that story, the power of group prayer, why we're here, and you really make a difference along the way. We have a special guest tonight, and he has been joining us on our calls, and I wanted to bring him in to say hello because many of you have joined us through our association with the Patriot Intel Report, and I have Phoenix here with us tonight. Phoenix, how are you? I had Phoenix here. 1 second, please, folks. I need to find him and unmute him. Got the wrong person unmuted. Well, I know you're here, Phoenix. There you are.
Here I am.
How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Scotty. You know, I just want to say thank you to you, your team. What you've done, what you've put together here is very important, and I'm just so impressed and humbled to be able to be part of it. And for all of our listeners who have found Prayers for 45 through the Patriot Intel Report, I thank you so much for heeding the call. Heeding the call, because this is a battle. This is something that we're being called to collectively join together with our intent and our will to help this effort along. And it's really important. Now, real quick, Scotty, you said you record the calls. And if anyone's listening to this right now recorded, the interesting thing about that is prayer is timeless. So if you're listening to this recorded and you join in on the prayers recorded, it is the same power as if you were here right now, because when you're listening, you are here right now. And that's it. Again, thank you, Scotty, so much, and thank you to all our listeners. And tell all others, spread the word by word of mouth, because many hands make for easy labor, in this case, many hearts and many focused, intent prayers together make for great results.
Well, Phoenix, thank you. you know, when we talked about working together, we both just had a sense the synergy between the Patriot Intel report and Prayers for 45 seemed very profound to both you and I, that your followers, your listeners of your daily report, and those that want to pray for the president have a very common thread. And we were right about that, as our prayer community has grown in size. And whereas we typically had 20 or 25 people on a call, we currently have 43, and clearly the difference is your community. And so we welcome your community again. We thank you for your daily reports. And, you know, you cover in your daily reports what's happening in the spiritual realm. And, you know, oftentimes, Phoenix, you talk about things that Venus is in retrograde. And when I hear those words, I'm not ashamed to say I'm not sure what they mean. But your explanation and how you present the information in that sense of the spiritual overlays very well with Prayers for 45. And we're really glad that we've connected together, and we'll continue our work together. So thank you, Phoenix, and welcome to the call again, and welcome to all the Patriot Intel Report listeners.
Yeah, thank
and
you, Scotty.
As I am speaking to you, by the way, to those who are new, I am Scotty Sachs, one of the founders and director of PrayersFor45.com. My partners are Christian broadcasters who wanted to build a community. They didn't want to attach their names to this for the reasons of revenue. They were concerned that advertising revenue could be impacted by association with President Trump. Now, you can look at that two ways, but I think we all on this call understand that President Trump is not a divider. He's a uniter. And that is what we're here to do, is to unite and bring people together. And in the sense of the content being memorialized into history and recorded, I think we all have children and grandchildren and or grandchildren. I have a 12-year-old daughter, and, you know, when I sit her down and have her listen to a call, this is homework hour, so she doesn't participate, but when I sit her down and have her listen to a call, and I hope you may do the same with your children and grandchildren, I think the kids really get a sense that we're here and we're praying and we're working together for them, for our children, for our grandchildren. And so what we're doing for our family, the legacy we leave, these are big, big things. And we're doing it together. Hello, Kimberly, live from LAX Airport in Los Angeles. Kimberly, how are you?
I'm great. I am, like, so excited to be in Los Angeles tonight.
Well, we're glad you're on the call. And this is Kimberly, everybody. She leads our first prayer every Sunday and Thursday. Kimberly is an incredible entrepreneur, a wife, a mother, a very good friend, and a very spiritual being. And she leads our first prayer. And Kimberly, you do such a great job, and we love your energy. So I'm going to turn it over to you. Would you please lead us in our first prayer?
Absolutely. I just want everybody to know that I am really thankful for this traffic crawling so that I can be totally in the spirit and pray tonight. So I don't know if anybody else out there is thankful for the traffic in Los Angeles, but I am right this minute. Bow your heads. I'm going to keep my eyes open. Jesus, we come into your presence. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and glory. Holy Spirit, we welcome you into this place, into this room where we have all come across our nation and even across our globe to seek you tonight. Your word says that when we call upon you, you will show us great and mighty things. And so, Lord, we come tonight. And we call upon you, and we ask that you would continue to reveal your plan, that you would continue to open our eyes so that we see into the Spirit, Lord. Scotty and Phoenix tonight have already declared over this call that it is a spiritual battle that we are in. And so we recognize that, Lord, and we ask that you would give us spiritual eyes that we would see and spiritual ears that we would hear, that we would know what we're seeing in the natural is a confirmation of what's happening in the spirit. Lord, we thank you that we can come into your presence and that we can lift up our president. Father, we thank you so much for Donald Trump. We thank you for his entire life story. Everything, the good, the bad, the ugly, Lord, we thank you that all of these things have been used by you to create the man that he is today, and that you are using those things as a boot camp experience for the battle that he is in right now. Father, I ask that you would lift him, that you would encourage him, that you would strengthen him. Father, we see again and again and again evidence that this man is a mover and a shaker. We thank you, Lord, that he is energized, Lord, that he is inspired with words, whether it's his script writers or he's going off the cuff, Lord, or he's tweeting ridiculously coded messages. Father, whatever it is, we thank you, Lord, that you are behind that. You are inspiring those words as they come forth. Lord, we thank you so much for what you are doing using his administration globally. We thank you for the amazing appointments and divine arrangements that have been made even this week on global economic matters. We thank you for the conversations that are happening in the Middle East and in Asia, Father, and all over the world, Lord, the impact that that's going to happen. Father, we praise you for that. We thank you for everything that is continuously coming into the light and being seen. Lord, as I was contemplating and pondering on the flight, Lord, I feel like we're seeing like this tea kettle, and that the water is boiling and that the tea kettle is beginning to kind of do its own little jig on the stove, and it's getting ready to steam and whistle. Lord, even as that pressure is building and with the temperature and the rise of the transformation of that water into steam, Lord, we identify that also is symbolic of what's happening in our nation as we return to the rule of law, as we come into this level of accountability, Lord, in our banking world. We thank you so much for the economic changes that are coming. We thank you for the accountability that is coming, Lord. We declare it to be done in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father, that you are also cleaning house in our judicial system. We thank you that you are allowing judges who have not been making decisions based upon the Constitution, that you are calling them into accountability and removing them. Father, we thank you that those things that are hidden, where these decisions are being made that have been hidden all these years, that they are being made known and exposed. We thank you that they are being supernaturally replaced by even godly judges who are walking in the fear of God and understand their role to take the Constitution and judge righteously with humility, with mercy, and yet justly, as your word says in Malachi, what would you desire of us, Lord? And Father, even as we pray those things, we pray those even in our own lives, Lord, where we ourselves are interacting with others, Lord, that we would be mindful of what you are asking of us, that we would love mercy, that we would walk humbly, Lord, and that we would do justly wherever we are, whether we're at the rental car place or on the airplane or at home cooking dinner or scrubbing the toilets or out in the world, you know, doing our jobs faithfully, Lord. I pray that you would allow us to be mindful of others, and that our hearts and would be caring, Father, that we would be able to stop and smile, and that we would be able to encourage with our words, Lord, and that we would also be inspirationally hopeful, that we would inspire hope in others. Father, we thank you. We thank you that this is a trickle-down story in our nation, that it starts with the head of our president, and it trickles down into our communities and into our homes. Father, we give you praise and glory. We thank you for all of these things. May your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' mighty name, we ask this. Amen.
Wow. Thank you, Kimberly. Always great energy and great words. And as you were praying for God to open our eyes to see the light, I ask the Lord to extend that to those that are polarized the anti-Trumpers, the mainstream media. I ask that your prayers be heard for them as well, that we are not praying for those who have their eyes open, those who already see we're moving from dark to light. But let's pray for those. Send your prayers tonight to those who don't see the light. You know, I had to laugh yesterday, the story, the New York Times, this revelation, big bombshell story. Trump lost $1 billion.
Right.
And he, you know, and then the conversation ensues, of course, from those that don't get it, that he filed bankruptcy many times. So I said to a program director at CBS today, for those of you who don't know, I've been in mainstream media 35 years, pretty much done anything you can do in television and radio from all aspects of the business. So I asked a news director, guy who's a program news director at CBS today, who was sort of reinforcing the point that Trump is a loser because he lost money and he's lost $1 billion. I asked him, how much money does he think our country has lost? And how much in debt are we? And what are the trillions in debt? And how do we get out of the mess? And we know the Lord has brought us President Trump, a man who's very familiar with bankruptcy, to move this country from dark to light and take us out of bankruptcy and bring us to a healthy financial system. And that shall happen, and the Lord will hear our prayers. But I ask that your prayers tonight, Kimberly, be extended to those like my associate at CBS who doesn't see the forest from the trees.
Right. Amen.
Well, our second prayer tonight, I'm going to let her expand. Diane, who will lead our second prayer, also a great entrepreneur, a woman I've known and worked with in business for some years, and a great mother and a great friend. Diane, how are you? Diane, did I unmute you? I thought I did. Sorry, Diane, how are you?
I'm good, and it really amazes me how God works, because you two have both been talking about dark to light and opening the eyes and the people that, you know, are non-believers, and that's a big part of my prayer tonight too. And Scotty, it's just struck me the intensity of the weight that many of us have all experienced, and how we just grow tired. We get tired and weary, and we believe we know what should be happening at what period of time, that people should go to jail and certain policies need to be changed. And in the red pilling that we're doing to help others, or having been red pilled ourselves, or however that works for you as an individual, we've become a lot more educated and informed, right? But the process just gets tiring. We chuckle about popcorn. We chuckle about watching the movie. I mean, Scotty, how much popcorn can we eat? Really?
Yeah. Well, how much popcorn can you eat without blowing up? And, you know, I think the metaphor of the popcorn is interesting. But I hear you, Diane. The frustration that I'm sure we're now 49 people strong on this call. By the way, someone can get a 50th person to call in so we have 50 people on this call. I will send them a prayersfor45.com t-shirt. So somebody else call in, please. So Diane, the frustration of waiting, and everyone on this call feels that frustration. I think you said it. We all know what should happen and what will happen, but the waiting game is difficult.
Right. And just feeling some days I just feel so overloaded with information, and I just want to see action. I'm just like, I'm tired of the information. Give me some action. So, you know, in some ways it's experiencing adversity in our lives, and many of us have experienced much worse than a waiting game. But one of the favorite Bible verses for me that I've hung on to for years, and you know me well enough to know that there have been some not fun times in my life, that it's Isaiah 40:31, and it says, "They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings of eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not be faint." And I love that verse, Scotty. I have it on my wall. I even have it out in the garage to remind me of, you know, that he is in control. He is the one that's directing, and his time is perfect. Even if it's not in what we should be, his time is perfect. So with that, may I pray?
Please do. Before you pray, Dan, I want to say,
yeah,
we just got our 50th caller, the last person that just dialed in. Would you please send an email to info@prayersfor45.com because you're coming up anonymous on the board. I don't see your phone number, so we can't reach out back to you. So please send an email to info@prayersfor45.com, and we'll send you your T-shirt. Sorry, Diane, for that. Please.
No worries. Let's pray. Father God, we come before you on this eve, some of us very tired, very weary of the wait for the evil people in high places to fall at your feet. Let us be reminded that your timing is perfect, that your chosen leaders were prepared for their task at hand by none other than you. Let us rejoice in the fact that you are the creator and orchestrator of all that is good. We thank you for your gracious and loving way that you care for all of us. Each and every one in this room has a special place in your heart. And as we gather together in prayer, may darkness be lifted, eyes be opened, and may all of your children see the light. For you don't just care for those that love you, Lord. You care for those that don't. You don't, those that don't see you, that don't know you. Let your light open their eyes. I believe that you're waiting. I believe that you're waiting on others to see you, to come into your storehouse, to acknowledge your ways, Lord. The light of his presence is shining on us in benediction of peace. Let his light shine on us all. Don't dim it with worry, with fear, with hatred, anger, or impatience, but release the light for all to see in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to inhabit all your moments, gracing your thoughts, words, and behavior. And in Jeremiah, your word says, "For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper, plans not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." We thank you for who you are, Lord, for all you do for us and for your ability, for our ability to count on you always. We give you thanks in Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Diane. And I appreciate your preparation. I know you prepare yourself for these moments and leading prayers, and we appreciate it. And Kimberly and Diane, you have such different styles, but you bring so much to this mission. And we are indeed memorializing this period in history, and I'm grateful you're both leading our prayers. And to that end, I would like to wrap this up. Thank you for indulging us tonight, everybody. We went a little long. We're usually done by 6:25. It's 6:30, but we appreciate you in indulging us and my story of how I learned about the power of group prayer through my time in Vedic City, Iowa. And we'll close tonight with our gratitude prayer. We want to make sure that we're always in gratitude with our great Lord. So, Lord, we devoted ourselves to prayer tonight, being watchful and thankful. And in turn, you will show us the light at the end of every day. Lord, we're grateful to be on our mission to pray for President Trump. We're grateful he is leading the storm and that our president is focused on his mission and his purpose as the 45th president. Lord, we're grateful you're here to reassert our sovereignty and to reform the liberal, satanic international cabal, the bankers, the politicians, the crony capitalists. We thank you, Lord, and we pray and give thanks that you will guide our friends and our family and our fellow American patriots to help us and to exert their sovereignty as well. We aspire to make this international order of evil, satanic people to serve. We ask you, Lord, that they serve the citizens of the planet and not control them. And we are grateful for President Trump and his efforts to move us in the direction of sovereignty. Lord, we would be thankful for our sovereignty We're so grateful you heard our prayers tonight. We're grateful for our prayer leaders, Kimberly and Diane. We're grateful for our other prayer leaders, Pastor Joseph, Evelyn, Betty, Ingrid, and Van. And we're grateful that all the prayer warriors that joined us on the call tonight are here. And we're grateful for our association with the Patriot Intel Report. Lord, let our roots grow down into you. Let our lives be built around you. Our faith will grow strong. And in the truth, we will overflow with thankfulness. Lord, you rule in the midst of our enemies. Do not waver or break down. Stand in the face of opposition, knowing that all of heaven is with you. Do not fix your eyes on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. Use your God-given authority to execute justice, Lord, and establish righteousness and rule throughout our land. We will not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let our requests be made known to our God. Lord, we live in your power, we get stronger, and all of our fears disappear. We're so grateful for everything you've given us. We thank you so much for the loved ones in our lives, for the many ways in which we are all cared for and supported on this call. Lord, we thank you from the bottom of our heart. We thank you for everything. We thank you for who we are. Amen. Well, everybody, thank you so much. Please come back Sunday night. When you hang up the phone, go out and hug somebody tonight. Give someone a hug. Have a great night, and we'll see you on Sunday. God bless. And Godspeed, President Trump.